Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And I've got some great music to wake up to. An interview with Musica Intima, who have just celebrated 20 phenomenal years. Perhaps a talk with Metalis M5, Mexican Brass. And, of course, Oboe Music Time. It's a busy Sunday. Let's begin by celebrating a great season. With the cherry blossoms in full bloom, the sun is shining, or at least it is this morning, why not hear spring from Vivaldi's Four Seasons? We're going to hear a performance by Nigel Kennedy. Now, he was born into a musical family and a child prodigy himself, having studied both at the Yehudi Menuhin School of Music and the Juilliard School in New York with Dorothy DeLay. His recording of Vivaldi's The Four Seasons with the English Chamber Orchestra came out, okay, back in the day, in 1989. It sold over 2 million copies, was a lot back then, and earned a place as one of the best-selling classical works ever. The album remained on the top of the UK charts for over a year, with sales equivalent to one copy sold every 30 seconds. So let's celebrate spring. Here's Nigel Kennedy. Nigel Kennedy and the English Chamber Orchestra. That was Spring from Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. And we're going to do it a little earlier than usual on the program. It's oboe music time. But we do have some great special guests coming up. We're going to be talking with Musica Intima. I can't wait. We're going to hear a little bit of oboe music in the interim by the incredible Harry Sargas. Now, he was the principal oboist of the Toronto Symphony from 1971 to 1982 and also was a guest artist with orchestras around the world. His teachers were incredible. They were Robert Blum and John Mack, to name a few. Very good company. This morning we're going to be hearing some music by Henry Cowell from his three ostinatos with chorales. Let's take a listen. Oboist Harry Sargas. Some selections from Henry Cowell's three ostinato with chorales. That was from a great disc of premier oboe works. He was joined by the members of the Toronto Sinfonietta and Carl St. Clair. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and you're listening to Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And as we prepare to speak with Musica Intima, who just celebrated 20 amazing years, let's take a listen to a great BC collaboration, composer Stephen Chapman and Musica Intima. Chapman was the professor head of the composition department at UBC since 1976. I think I studied under him at one point in time, and he is described as the dean of BC composers by the Vancouver Sun. He's a winner of numerous awards and accolades, and commissioned his works have inspired great Canadian composers and musicians alike. We're going to hear one of those great pairings, Musica Intima and Stephen Chapman, You Have Ravished My Heart.
Thank you.
Breathtaking sounds from Musica Intima. That was Ave Verum Corpus, music by Canadian composer Imant Carlos Ramesh. Performed by, of course, Musica Intima, who celebrated their 20th anniversary this season. And we're very blessed this morning on Classical Chaos to have Melanie Adams from Musica Intima on the line. She's going to let us in on the scoop of this talented, phenomenal choral ensemble. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And I want to go back to the very beginning of Musica Intima.
Okay.
Now, you celebrated your 20th anniversary this year. Can you take me back to the inception and what was all going on?
Sure. I wasn't actually there at the very inception.
Okay.
But yes, the idea came from Michael Murray. He thought, you know, wouldn't it be great to just gather some friends and sing some great choral music and, you know, not have the stress of having to prepare it for a concert or worry about a performance. It's just sing music for the love of singing music. So he invited some friends to his basement suite in Kitsilano, and scores were handed out, and a couple of bottles of good wine were plunked on the table, and that was it. Intima was born.
So wine and music is a good combination, I think.
I think so.
Excellent. So now you've got a great soiree coming up.
We do.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Our season soiree, I mean, I think it's a great evening, and we're also very proud. The Georgia Strait has actually called our season soiree the year's best fundraiser. As we like to do, we make this a very intimate event where people can mingle with the singers of the ensemble. And yes, we pair music and wine together. There are wines that are specially chosen for the event by the good folks at Wine Monkey, and we find pieces and wines that somehow complement each other.
Now, that sounds excellent. Can we just give a shout-out to how people can get tickets for your event?
If you go to www.musicaintima.org.
Perfect.
Yeah, or call our office at 604-731-6618.
I think I have that, too.
Excellent.
I just want to give a shout-out to people that people don't realize how great an ensemble you are. You have two Juno nominations.
Two Juno nominations and one Western Canada Music Award, yes.
And fantastic. And the Georgia Strait's Best of Vancouver for 2009, 10, 11, 12?
That's right.
And maybe 13?
We're hoping.
And we're hoping 13. So we're going to take another listen.
Sure.
Here's the Inuit Hunting Song from your disc.
Okay.
Oh, my eye, then I'm not enough.
Musica Intima, and an Inuit hunting song. And this morning, we're blessed to have Melanie Adams from Musica Intima in, not quite in the studio, but on the line. And you had a great 20 years celebrating, and you've got another great event coming up on May 15th. I want to ask you, that was a beautiful performance, and you have done some unique collaborations with the likes of everything from the Coastal Sound Music Academy, the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, Pacific Baroque Orchestra, and even rock star Matthew Good.
That's right.
I know. How do you choose your projects?
Oftentimes we're approached. I remember being a little surprised when Matthew Good approached us, but I was glad we did that gig. It was a lot of fun. Often we're approached by an ensemble or a group, and sometimes we approach them. We decide there's a work that we want to do that, you know, might be bigger than our forces can do, or, you know, it's an early music piece. It needs an orchestra, so we'll contact Pacific Baroque. We have artistic retreats every once in a while where we'll brainstorm about, you know, who we want to work with next and what we'd like to do with them. And
it sounds so good. And you know what? There's a lot of burgeoning artists out there. And I always have a question to ask successful ensembles like yourselves. How do young people get involved in a group like yourselves?
Well, I know that speaking for our group, on a very basic level, we're always looking for volunteers to work at our concerts and that sort of thing. We also hold auditions a couple of times a year, and on our website there is a section that you can go to that tells you what that process is like and how you can apply for that.
Excellent. And, you know, I will say we had our fundraising event back in March, and I did have the pleasure of programming Going Home. And I will say the phones lit up
because it's a beautiful arrangement.
You guys just rocked it out of the house. That's all I can say for that one. And so let's, shall we give it a listen?
Please.
Okay, let's go for it. Here is Musica Intima and Going Home.
Thank you.
It's like the gods have blessed us this morning. That was Going Home by Musica Intima. And Melanie Adams is on the line, and she is from Musica Intima. That was a stunning performance.
It's a beautiful arrangement that Michael Murray actually arranged for the group in the late 90s.
You know,
absolutely stunning.
The only thing I can think it needs a little English horn, because I remember playing English horn with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just a little bit of that. You know what? I can't thank you enough for coming on this morning, waking up on a Sunday morning, and the lines are ringing already for you guys.
Oh,
so,
excellent.
Yeah, so it's excellent. And I just want to say many thanks to Musica Intima and Melanie Adams. And they have a definitely very special soiree coming up. It's live May 15th at 7 p.m. at the Scotiabank Dance Center. For tickets, you can call 604-731-6618 or go to musicaintima.org. I'll give you the numbers again, 604-731-6618 or musicaintima.org. Thanks so much, Melanie.
Thank you.
Okay, you take care. Have a great Sunday.
You too.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And we're going to keep going with a little more Musica Intima, and we're going to hear the Stephen Chapman piece that we didn't hear earlier. So here's You've Ravished My Heart.
Sweet is your love.
Musica Intima and Stephen Chapman's You Have Ravished My Heart. And just another note out, you can hear their soiree on May 17th at 7 o'clock at the Scotiabank Dance Center. For tickets, call 604-731-6618. And you are listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we've got more fun on the program today. We've got a ticket giveaway, a four-pack of tickets to the Vancouver Academy of Music Cinco de Mayo Festival coming up next Sunday, May 5th, with Metalis M5. Now, they're kind of the Mexican version of our own Canadian brass, and they are quite amazing. Let's take a listen. And you are listening to Metalis M5. They are coming next Sunday to celebrate Cinco de Mayo at the Vancouver Academy of Music. And I do have a family pack of four tickets to give away. Give us a shout at 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. And they can be yours. Let's keep it listening. It's so fantastic. Now, wouldn't you like to hear that next Sunday, May 5th, and celebrate Cinco de Mayo? It's the Mexican group Metalis M5, kind of our version of the Canadian Brass. Lots of fun and lots of good sports. And, you know, I do have a four-pack of tickets to give away. The number is 604-822-2487. Be the first caller in, and you can hear them next Sunday. That was a great version of Mozart's Marriage of Figaro. Well, it's been a great morning. Very nice to talk to Musica Intima and Melanie Adams. And do make sure that you check out their soiree coming up on May 15th at the Scotia Center. And we're going to leave you with a woman who, for her biography, reads Confessions of a Sex Kitten. And she growled and purred her way as the first Catwoman. She was a phenomenal performer. Here she is with several selections, but I just want to give you a heads up that do stay listening to Shukshukta, Ethiopia News Radio and Culture, with the very talented Worku, who's been relentlessly patient with me this morning by operating the board. So big hands up to him. He is on from 10 till noon and plays phenomenal music. So we're going to continue with some Eartha Kitt. You've been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Till next Sunday at 9. Je cherche un homme, un Pierre, un Paul, un Jacques, un Tom. Peu m'importe comment il se nomme, s'il est un homme, je n'exige pas un Apollon qui s'a brillé dans les salons, ni un type forte comme Samson, pourvu que j'ai un mate en bon. Il n'a pas besoin d'être un milliardaire, qu'il soit beau, non, ça m'est égal. Il n'a pas besoin d'être grand lumière, star du cinéma, ni prince royal. Il s'appelle Pierre, oh Paul, oh Tom, pour vous qu'il donne son maximum. Je cherche un homme. Doesn't have to be prince or movie star, a Texas oil man or a French marquis. Doesn't have to be handsome as a picture, an ordinary guy is all right with me. Je cherche un homme, qu'il s'appelle Pierre, oh Paul, oh Tom, pour qu'il donne son maximum. Je cherche un homme. Je cherche un homme.
Sophisticated, I'm the plain and simple kind. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I'd like a plain, simple car, a cerise Cadillac, long enough to have a bowling alley in the back. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I'll stay weaving at my loom, be no trouble to my groom, if he'll keep the piles of money mounting. In our cottage there will be a soundproof nursery, not to wake the baby while I'm counting. I like the old-fashioned flowers, violets are for me. Have them made in diamonds by the man at Tiffany. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I'm just a pilgrim at heart, oh so pure and genteel. Catch me in Las Vegas when I'm at the spinning wheel. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I'll ask for such simple things when my birthday occurs. Two apartment buildings that are labeled hers and hers. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I like Chopin and Bizet and the songs of yesterday, string quartets and Polynesian carols. But the music that excels is the sound of oil wells as they slurp, slurp, slurp into the barrels. My little home will be quaint as an old parasol, and instead of carpets, I'll have money wall to wall. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. It's a lazy afternoon, and the beetle bugs are zooming, and the tulip trees are blooming, and there's not another human in view but us two. It's a and the farmer leaves his reaping, in the meadow cows are sleeping, and the speckled trout stop leaping upstream. As we dream, a fat pink cloud hangs over the hill, unfolding like a rose. If you hold my hand and sit real still, you can hear the grass as it grows. It's a hazy afternoon, and I know a place that's quiet, except for daisies running riot, and there's no one passing by it to see. Come spend this lazy afternoon.